弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们每次奉主名的聚会，我们的心何等喜乐。
Every time we gather in the name of the Lord, our hearts are so full of joy.
因为都是主的恩典。
Because it is all by His grace.
我们今天成了何等的人，都是因为主的恩典才成的。
Today we are the people that we are because of what His grace has accomplished.
不管我们今天是在座在现场的，或者是在网上的，我们都愿意今天早晨我们再把感谢来归给神。
Whether we are here present in this room or you are online, together we give all our thanks to our God.
愿我们早晨也谦卑在主的面前，我们把自己让在主的手中，愿主对我们的心说话。
And we humbly place ourselves into the hand of our Lord so that He may speak to our hearts.
上个主日，我们亲爱的弟兄跟我们交通到因神就是爱。
And so last Sunday, our brother shared with us, because God is love.
弟兄带我们从创世纪到启示录来讲到神爱的八个方面。
And so our brother shared with us from the book of Genesis all the way through Revelation, the different eight different aspects of God's love.
大家是不是还记得这八个方面是哪个八个方面？
Do you still remember these eight different aspects?
可能还有人还记得哈。
Perhaps a few of you may remember.
也许我们有点忘记。
Or perhaps you may have forgotten.
没关系，我们一起来复习一下。
Doesn't matter, we will have a quick review.
好，头四个方面呢，我们讲到弟兄讲到神的爱是创造的爱，是供给的爱，是托付的爱，是保护的爱。
The first four aspects of His love is that He has a creative love, a providential love, a delegating love, and a protective love.
不仅这样，神的爱还是陪伴的爱，他的爱是怜悯的爱，是一个认可的爱，是一个给我们赏赐的爱。
And the last four, the companionable love, the compassionate love, the approval love, and the rewarding love of God.
神的爱既是这样的伟大，神的爱既是这样有目的，神的爱既是这样的丰富，既是这样的荣耀，那我们的反应是什么呢？
If His love is so great, has such a purpose, and is so rich, and is so glorious, then what ought to be our response?
约翰告诉我们说，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
And so John says, since God loves us in this manner, we should also love one another.
那我们就要问说，我们怎么样来实行呢？
So then we need to ask, how are we to do this?
今天让我们来一起来思想怎么样在爱里互相服侍。
So let's meditate together how we are to serve one another in love.
我们一起来读几处的圣经。
Let's read several passages of scripture together.
头一处在加拉太书五章十三节到第十五节。
The first section is in Galatians chapter 5, 13 through 15.
弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心彼互相服侍。
For you were called to freedom, brethren. Only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another.
因为全律法都包括在爱人如己这一句话之内了。
For the whole law is fulfilled in one word in the statement, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
你们要谨慎，若相咬相吞，只怕要彼此消灭了。
But if you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another.
第二处在彼得前书第四章第七节到第十一节。
The next passage is in 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 7 to 11.
万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
The end of all things is near, therefore be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer.
最要紧的是要彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
Above all, keep fervent in your love for one another because love covers a multitude of sins.
你们要互相款待，不发怨言，个人要照着所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
Be hospitable to one another without complaint. As each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
若有讲道的，要按着神的圣言讲；若有服侍人的，要按着神所赐的力量服侍，叫神在凡事上因耶稣基督得荣耀， 原来荣耀全能都是他的，直到永永远远，阿们。
Whoever speaks is to do so as one who is speaking the utterances of God. Whoever serves is to do so as one who is serving by the strength which God supplies, so that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belongs the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的恩主，我们早晨来到你的面前，我们感谢你。
Gracious Lord, as we come into your presence this morning, we thank you.
哦、oh, 神是何等的爱了我们。
How God has loved us.
哦、oh, 主啊你哦、oh, 所用永远的爱你就爱我们，因此你用慈爱吸引我们。
And you have loved us with an everlasting love, and so therefore you draw us with your love.
主啊早晨，主我们除了感谢你以外，哦、oh, 主啊我们也要来向你来寻求，主啊真的是来问主，而神既是这样的爱我们，我们应该怎样来回应。
And so apart from simply receiving of your love, this morning we also want to ask how we are to respond.
主啊，也让我们能够彼此相爱。
So that we may learn how to love one another.
我们天然的人是不懂得爱的。
In our natural man, we do not know how to love.
因此在下面的一点点的时间，我们求圣灵对我们的心说话，好叫我们来认识神的爱。
And so in this little bit of time, Lord, do speak to, may your spirit speak to our hearts so that we may know that you are love.
让你的爱来充满我们，来得着我们，也来改变我们。
May your love fill us, gain us.
主啊，让我们能够因着爱，我们也能够彼此服侍。
And that through love we may also serve.
我们把感谢赞美来归给你。
We give you all the thanksgiving and praise.
祷告奉主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' most lovely name we pray.
Amen. 感谢主，在今年年初的时候，有机会跟弟兄姐妹一起交通到同奔天路。
I thank the Lord that earlier this year I shared with brothers and sisters how to run this heavenly way.
我们都是同蒙天召，奔走在这条有福这样荣耀的锡安大道上的弟兄姐妹。
We are all brothers and sisters journeying on this heavenly way towards Zion.
还记得我们唱的诗歌吗？
And do you remember the hymn we sang?
同往锡安。
And that together we're marching to Zion.
向前直往锡安，美丽又美丽的锡安，众圣昂首奔锡安，直奔那神美丽的圣城。
We are marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching onwards to Zion, the beautiful city of God.
时间过得很快啊，今年已经过了三分之一。
Time flies so quickly. This year has already passed by a third of it.
大家跑得如何呢？
So how have you been running?
今天已经五月了。
It's already May this month today.
时间是不是很快？
How time does go by so fast?
我们的一生就像在跑步一样。
Our whole life is like we're running.
我们一生也像在开车一样，能够跑得多远，能够开得多远，这是有限的。
And it's also like driving. How far you're able to drive is also limited.
我们都知道，当我们把车子加满了油，车子就可以开，比如说差不多300英里到400英里。
If your gas tank is full, then perhaps you can drive about 300 or 400 miles.
我们的车上还有一个仪表，告诉我们还剩下多少油。
There's also a fuel gauge so that you will know how much gas you have.
哎，如果油快要没有，就赶快去加油，对不对？
And if you're almost out of gas, then quickly you should go and fill up your tank.
但是有时候我们可能忘了加油，然后开着开着车子就没有油，就抛锚了。
And so if you forget to fill up your tank, then if you're driving along, then your car will stall and it will stop.
同样的，我们一生的年日，我们一生的精神力量是有限的。
It's the same with our days and with our life that we are limited.
摩西说我们一生的年日是70岁，若是强壮可以到80岁。
Moses says that if you are, our lifetime is about 70 years, and if you are strong, then 80.
可是过去这一年，因为疫情的关系，我们知道有一些人，因为疫情或其他的原因，就已经达到他们人生的终点。
But this year, because of the pandemic, we know that for some people, whether it's because of the pandemic or other reasons, that they have reached their life's end.
在过去的半年当中，我有四位朋友相继的过世。
In the last half year, I have had four friends who have passed away.
这对我是一个很大的震撼，因为我才不久以前才跟他们面对面，才跟他们讲话。
This was a great shock to me because not long ago I was just face to face with them, talking to them.
所以我们要用有限的时间做有意义的事。
And so with our limited time, we need to grab a hold of the time and do that which is meaningful.
人一生的年岁和汽车里面的汽油是一样，是有限的。
And so our years on earth is just like the amount of gas in the fuel tank. It is limited.
但是还有一点点不一样。
But there's one difference.
每个人只有一箱油，不能加油的。
You only have one tank. You cannot refuel.
而且更糟糕的事情是你没有油表的。
And even more terrible, there is no gauge.
你不知道什么时候这箱油会用光的。
You do not know when your gas runs out.
感谢主，如果今天主还给我们有健康的身体，还有时间，我们就还有一点路我们可以来跑。
But we thank the Lord. If the Lord still gives us our health today and our bodies, then we still have a road ahead of us.
我们说感谢主，但是主啊，你要我往哪里开呢？求你来指教我。
We need to say thank you, Lord. But we still need to ask Him, Lord, where do you want me to drive? Please lead me.
刚才我们读的圣经，彼得告诉我们说，万物的结局近了。
And so in the passage from Peter, which we just read, it says the end of all things is near.
所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告，最要紧的是要彼此切实的相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
Therefore, be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer. Above all, keep fervent in your love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins.
而且他还告诉我们说，要互相的款待，不发怨言，个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做成百般恩赐的好管家。
He also tells us that we are to be hospitable to one another without complaint, as each one has received a special gift, employ it in serving one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God.
同样的，保罗也勉励我们要用爱心，总要用爱心彼此服侍，互相服侍。
And Paul also exhorts us that we need to serve one another in love.
因为全律法都包括在爱人如己这句话里面了。
Because the entire law of Christ is summed up in this word to love one another.
所以愿意早晨我们一起来学习怎么样在爱中我们来互相的服侍。
So together this morning we want to learn how to serve one another in love.
我们要从三方面来看，第一，服侍，我们能够服侍是因着爱。
And so we want to look at this from three different aspects. The first is that we are able to serve because of love.
中文哈讲到总要用爱心互相服侍，那在英文呢有四个翻译的方，有四种翻译。
Now in Chinese it says that we are to serve one another because of love. But in English there's four different ways you can translate this.
哎，这四种翻译都非常的好。
And all of these translations are very good.
第一个翻译呢就是借着爱。
The first one is but by love.
第二个翻译是经由爱。
The second one is but through love.
第三个翻译是在爱中。
And number three, to serve one another in love.
哎，第四个翻译更进一步说要谦卑的在爱中彼此服侍。
And fourthly, another step forward is that we are to serve one another humbly in love.
这四个方面加起来，哎，就更能够把神的心意讲得完全。
If you are to add up all four of these translations, then it speaks of a more complete translation.
我们知道神在我们的里面那个爱，是要让我们来在爱中，所有的服事都是自动自发的。
God has given us His love so that all things can stem from that source of love.
是借着爱，也是经由爱，也是在爱中，也是要在谦卑的在爱里面来彼此服事。
It is by love, it is through love, in love, and with humility in heart. That is how we serve in love.
要服侍一个人，我们知道不能出于勉强，乃是要甘心。
We know that when we need to serve a person, we cannot do it through force. It needs to be out of a willing heart.
爱是服侍的动力。
Love is a driving force of service.
没有爱，这服侍起来就非常的枯干，非常的辛苦。
Without love, then this service is very dry and very difficult.
但是有爱就是非常的自然，而且是自动自发的。
But then, with love, then it is very natural and it is done willingly.
我们知道爱有三种。
Now we know that there are three different types of love.
第一种就是天然的爱，就像说父母对儿女的爱是自动自发，是不需要教的。
Now the first is natural, just like the familial affection between parents and children. It's innate and natural.
这是天生这种亲人的爱哈，亲情是与生俱来的。
However, this love, it does come from our natural being.
第二种爱是情感的爱。
The second is an emotional love.
像什么呢？就像朋友们互相吸引。
It's just like friends who are attracted to one another.
有人呢，就喜欢跟某一些人相喜欢在一起。
Some people just like to be with a particular group of people.
他们互相欣赏哈。讲得好听的一点呢，就是英雄惜英雄，惺惺相惜。
And speaking more coarsely, it's just like those who have the same type of aroma, same type of smell. They're all very similar.
讲得难听一点，就是他们臭味相投。
Or speaking more coarsely, they all have the same aroma.
男女之间的爱也是这样。
It's also the same between male and female love.
包括男女在交朋友的时候，甚至到结婚，夫妻之间的爱都是情感上的爱。
Particularly while dating, and then after marriage, this is an emotional love.
这个爱可以是很真诚的，也可能是很可以是很强烈的，也可能会持续一段时间。
This type of love can be very sincere, can be strong and lasting.
但是这个人情感里面的爱会随着时间而改变。
But this emotional love can change with time.
有时候经过一段时间，本来很炽热的爱，后来就变得冷淡了。
Now, with time, at first it may be very ardent and very strong, but as time goes on, it can grow cold.
从如胶似漆变成冷若冰霜。
It can be starting out like glue and then end up frosty and cold.
有时候甚至可以从爱变成恨，对不对？
And it's also very easy for love to change to hate.
我们知道在过去的几年中，全世界曾经有三个是世界上最富有的人。
Now we know that in recent years, three of the most richest people here on earth,
他们都以离婚收场。
All have ended up in divorce.
所以我们知道金钱不能够买爱情，金钱更不能买到幸福。
And so we know that money cannot buy love, let alone happiness.
这个情感的爱也是好的，这是神放在我们里面的，但是它不靠不住。
This emotional love is good. God has given it to us. However, it's unreliable.
第三种爱就是神的爱，神的爱是属天的。是超越天然的爱，是超越情感的爱。
The third kind of love is from God. It is heavenly. It transcends all that is natural and emotional.
所以我们要更多的来认识神的爱，更多来得着神的爱。
And so we want to come to know more of God's love and to also gain more of His love.
这个爱本身就是神的性情，就是他自然的流露。
And love actually is the very nature and expression of God.
神他是永远不改变的，所以神的爱也永远不改变。
And because God himself will never change, that is why his love will never change.
所以我们要能够服侍，我们就要先得着神的爱，用神的爱来服侍。
And so if we are to serve, we need to first gain his love so that we can serve in his love.
所以在他的爱里面是怎样呢？就像说我们在海洋里面游泳一样。
And so how are we to be in his love? It is like you're swimming in an ocean.
这个是海水的浮力把我们浮起来，所以我们在里面游泳呢就不吃力。
When you have the currents, undercurrent of the ocean, then it can carry you along. It will give you the strength.
就像如鱼得水一样，我们在神的爱的大海里面呢，我们很自然的我们就能够来服侍。
And very naturally, you will have freedom to serve just like a fish in water.
不只是这样，这个爱不仅是要在，这个服侍要在爱的里面，也是要借着爱，要经由爱。
But not only is this service in love, but it is also by love and through love.
在我读研究生的时候，我们团契有一位学长，他很爱我。
When I was in graduate school, there was a senior who was above me, and he really loved me.
他常常带我去买菜。 然后呢，他有时候也做饭给我吃。
And he would often take me to go grocery shopping, and sometimes he would cook for me.
后来我买了一辆旧车，就常常出毛病哈，就常常会烧开水，然后他就来给我修车。
And so because I bought an old car, sometimes there were problems, and when it steams, he would come and help me so that my car can be fixed.
其实我对于这位弟兄哈，这位比我年长的弟兄，哎，我本来不太喜欢他。
Actually, my opinion of this brother who's older than me at first, I just didn't care for him very much.
因为我不喜欢他说话的方式或他做事情的方式。
Because I didn't like the way he talked or the way he did things.
哎，可是他却很爱我。
And yet he really loved me.
哎，他不是在情感里面来服侍我。
And he wasn't serving me out of his emotion.
他是借着神的爱，也经由神的爱来服侍我。
He was serving me by God's love and through God's love.
我们知道哈，男生做饭哈都是粗枝大叶。
We know that for boys, oftentimes when they cook, it's sometimes careless.
哎，他给我带一个便当来，我们一起吃哈。有时候实在不是特别好吃啊。
And so the lunchbox that he prepared for me when we ate together, sometimes it just didn't taste that great.
但是你知道吗？我吃的时候，哎呀，里面实在充满着爱，每一口都是充满这个弟兄对我浓浓的爱。
However, when I ate of it, every single bite was full of the love of this brother towards me.
我这个对他的改变的看法，这个冰冷或者说不喜欢的，哎，就这样就被改变了。
And so gradually, he melted my very cold heart and dislike for him.
一直到今天，我都对他非常的感恩。
Even to today, I have such appreciation. I'm so thankful for him.
是因为他殷勤的服侍，让我真的是更认识到神的爱。
Because of his diligent service allowed me to come to know more of God's love.
也因着他的服侍成为我的榜样，我也知道说以后要去服侍一个人，不是照我们的情感上的爱去服侍。
And also, he also became a role model, an example for me to show me that when I serve, it is not through emotional love.
我们要用神的爱来服侍一个人，不是看他对你好或不好来服侍他，乃是因为神爱我们，所以我们也当彼此相爱。
It is because of God's love. It's not because that person deals well with me, is good to me or not, but it is because of God's love that I serve.
要怎么样能够彼此服侍呢？要怎么样能够在爱中服侍呢？还要有一个谦卑的心。
So how can we serve and how are we able to serve in love? We need to have a humble heart.
不能谦卑，我们若很骄傲，若高高在上，那就没有办法服侍到人。
If you do not have a humble heart, if you are very high, elevated above other people, you cannot serve others.
我小的时候，我下面还有弟弟妹妹哈。我的父母呢，他就会叫我去教弟弟妹妹功课。
When I was young, I had younger siblings, and so my parents would often have me to go teach my younger brother and sister and their homework.
哎，但是我常常一教哈，教了没有多久，哎，我就没有耐心了。
But after I go help them for a little bit, I would lose my patience.
我就说这么简单的东西为什么不会啊
？I would say this is such a simple question. How come you don't understand it?
教了两次三次，怎么还不会啊？
I've told you 2-3 times. How come you still don't get it?
哎，所以我弟弟妹不喜欢被我教。
And so my younger siblings didn't like it when I had to go help them.
啊，我爸妈妈也指责我说，你没有好好的教，没有用心的教。
And my parents also accused me, saying that I didn't use my heart and I didn't teach them well.
哎，我爸妈就说哈，就是因为你弟弟妹妹不会，就是他不懂，才需要你教嘛。
And so my parents would say, it's because they don't know, so therefore you need to go and help them.
为什么你教了两三下就说这么简单，为什么不会？
And so why do you say, this is so easy, why don't you understand it?
哎，那时候我觉得很委屈哈。
And so at that time, I felt very accused.
因为我要去帮忙啊，为什么还被骂呢？
Because I went to go help and then I get scolded.
我已经花了时间去教弟弟妹妹，为什么还要被指责呢？我不喜欢被别人指责。
And so I took the time to go and try to help and teach and here I was getting accused and I didn't like it.
好心没有好报嘛，对不对？
And so I had a good heart, however, I didn't get any reward from it.
过了多年以后，我才认识到我自己的问题。
After many years, I came to realize my problem.
我是一个骄傲的人。
I am a proud person.
一个骄傲的人是不能够服侍人的。
A proud person is unable to serve others.
其实那时候我爸妈说我的时候，我真的一点感觉没有。我觉得我振振有词，我还觉得自己很有理。
And so at that time, even when my parents scolded me, I felt no shame. I thought I was totally in the right.
但是感谢主，当我们认识主以后，当我们 生命被主改变以后，主就让我们看到我们原来是骄傲的。
But we thank the Lord because after our lives change, after He comes in, we come to see that we are proud.
一个骄傲的人是不能够服侍人的。
A proud person cannot serve others.
我们知道谦卑服侍最好的榜样就是主耶稣。
We know that the best example of humble service is our Lord Jesus.
在主耶稣被卖的前一个晚上，主耶稣为门徒洗脚。
The night before the betrayal of our Lord Jesus, he washed his disciples' feet.
那时候大家经过一天的在路上走都很累了，脚也都很脏了。
After walking along the streets the entire day, everybody's feet were tired and dirty.
那时候照他们的习俗，在吃饭以前应该有一个仆人来洗脚的。
And so before the dinner, the custom was that a servant needs to come and wash their feet.
这个洗脚的仆人还不是普通的仆人。
And the person who is to wash your feet is not just any common servant.
是一个奴仆。
Needs to be a slave.
A bond servant. 是一个被卖完全没有自主的一个最低贱最卑微的一个奴仆。
This is the most lowly bond servant who has no rights, who is the very lowest of them all.
那一天大家在那边等。
That day, everybody was waiting.
每个人脚是脏的，没有办法吃饭。
Everyone's feet were dirty, so they could not eat.
谁来帮他们洗脚呢？
But then who would come and wash your feet?
你还记得吗?
Do you remember?
其实在这之前他们还在争论谁为大呢。
And even before this, it was still arguing over who was the greatest.
主耶稣就默默地离席，他就站起来，他就用毛巾束上腰，他就蹲下来，拿了一盆水给门徒洗脚。
Jesus stood up silently, took off his outer garment, girded himself with a towel, and he poured the water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet.
洗了多少双脚啊?
How many pairs of feet?
洗了十二双脚。
12 pairs.
哦，我们的主何等的爱我们。
How much our Lord loves us.
甚至犹大的脚他也洗了。
He even washed Judas' feet.
你记得吗?当主耶稣要给彼得洗脚的时候，彼得说：“哦，不可以，不可以，你千万不能帮我洗脚。”
When it came to Peter's turn, Peter said, "No, no, Lord, you must not touch and wash my feet."
因为彼得认识主。
Because Peter knew the Lord.
主耶稣是他的夫子。
The Lord Jesus is his master.
不应该由他来洗脚。
It should not be him to wash his feet.
但是主却谦卑他的自己。
However, the Lord still humbled himself to do it.
他帮门徒洗完脚，用毛巾擦干以后，然后对他们说。
And so after he finished washing everyone's feet and dried it with a towel, he said to them.
他说：“我是你们的主，是你们的夫子，尚且洗你们的脚。”
He says, "If I then, the Lord and the teacher, washed your feet,
你们也当彼此洗脚。”
You also ought to wash one another's feet.
我给你们做了榜样，叫你们照着。我向你们所做的去做。
I have set you an example so that you are to do as I have done.
我们知道帮一个人洗脚绝对不能高高在上的。
When a person is washing another's feet, you cannot be high above the other person.
你必须要弯下腰，你必须要低下来，蹲下来，而且在最低的位置才能够洗到别人的脚。
You need to bend down, squat down, be in the lowest position so that you can wash another person's feet.
那天主没有责怪门徒说，为什么你这个脚是脏的。
That day, the Lord did not accuse them. Why are your feet so dirty?
我们在服侍弟兄姐妹的时候，我们会不会觉得说，哎呀，你就是这样这样这样，才会有问题，才会有麻烦嘛。
When we serve our brothers and sisters, do we sometimes think to ourselves, why don't you do this and this and this? That is why you have these problems.
哎，不仅你麻烦了你自己，你还麻烦了我呢。
Not only have you given yourself a hassle, you have also come to hassle me.
哦，这样的态度是不能够服侍人的。
With this type of attitude, we cannot serve one another.
主耶稣说，我是你们的主，是你们的夫子，尚且你们洗你们的脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。
The Lord Jesus says, if I then, your Lord and Master, wash your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet.
哦，愿主今天来用他的爱来激励我们。
May the Lord constrain us with his love.
我们要能够彼此服侍，除了要能够在爱中，要借着爱，经由爱以外，我们还需要谦卑的来到主的面前。
And so in order to serve one another, not only is it by love, through love, and in love, but we also need to be humble.
第二方面，要怎么样才能够在爱中来互相的服侍呢？
And so the second aspect, how are we to serve in love?
我们如何服侍呢？
How are we to go about it?
我们要照着神所赐给我们的恩赐彼此服侍。
We are to serve one another according to the gifts that we have received.
神给我们每个人的恩赐都不同。
The gifts that God has given to all of us are all different.
主耶稣跟我们讲了一个比喻，说有一个人，天国好像有一个人要到国外去。
And the Lord Jesus told this parable. He says that the kingdom of God is like a person who is going on a far away country.
然后呢，他就叫仆人来，要把家业分给他们。
And he called all his servants so that he could divide his inheritance among them.
有人得了五千两，有人得了两千两，有人得了一千两。
One received 5,000, another 2,000, and the last one 1,000.
主人就往国外去了。
And so this master, he left.
他有一天要回来，要看这个仆人把这个银子拿来做什么用。
And one day, he will come back and he wants to see, take an account of what the servants have done with the money.
圣经讲说，他们是按个人的才干给他，神，这主人是按仆人个人的才干给他们银子。
And the Bible tells us that he gave them talents, each according to a certain amount, to their own talent.
是的，收到的银子每个人或许不同，有五千的，有两千的，有一千的。
Yes, the amount among each individual is different. Some maybe five, some two, and some 1,000.
没有一个人是什么都没有的。
Not one person has nothing.
每一个人，神就都把恩赐赐给我们。
God has given gifts to every person.
神说他要把百般的恩赐来赐给我们，他要我们做神百般恩赐的好管家。
And God says that he has given us manifold grace of God. We are to be good stewards of this manifold grace.
同样的，今天神也给我们不同的恩赐。
Yes, in the same way, God today has given us different gifts.
有些人呢，他特别会去关心别人，会常常想到弟兄姐妹的需要。
Some people are particularly good at being concerned about the needs of others.
他很会打电话关心弟兄姐妹，甚至去看望弟兄姐妹。
They're good at calling others, even visiting others.
我知道我们当中有弟兄姐妹很忙，或者是自己身体有病，但是呢，还是在爱的里面呢，去关心弟兄姐妹。
I know that among us there are brothers and sisters who are very busy or even ill. However, they still call and visit others.
在过去一年当中，我们很少有机会来面对面来相聚。
In this last year, we had very few opportunities to be face to face or to meet with one another.
但是我知道有弟兄姐妹还是去看望人，而且呢，有时候在门口招招手哈，带一点东西去看望弟兄姐妹呢，在门口招招手，然后呢，就是神祝福你。
But I do know that some brothers and sisters have still gone to visit others, even if it was just waving outside the door to give them some things and to say the Lord bless you.
在过去的二月，我们知道休斯顿经过了一个百年难得一见的这样一个大的一个寒流。
And we know that this past February we had a once in a century winter storm.
在这个风暴的里面呢，很多人家里面停电或停水。
And so in this storm, a lot of people's homes had no electricity and no water.
所以有电有水的家人，我知道又有弟兄姐妹送食物到那些有需要的家里面。
And so those saints who still had power or still had water, they would send food to others who were in need.
甚至有人冒着路上结冰的危险，去把弟兄姐妹带到他们家去住。
And there were even saints who risked freezing on the icy roads to go pick up others so that they could bring them to their own homes.
所以呢，弟兄姐妹可以不用挨饿受冻。
So that other saints would not go hungry or be cold.
还有的弟兄家里有发电机，他就把发电机送到弟兄姐妹的家里。
And there was a brother who had a generator at his home, so he would send his generator over to a family in need.
哦，感谢主，神要照我们照着神给我们百般的恩赐，我们彼此服侍。
And so this is how we are to serve one another according to the manifold grace of God.
另外，有些人对福音特别有负担，所以呢，他的恩赐就是传福音。
Some people are particularly burdened towards the gospel, and so their gifts is in evangelizing.
他不管走到哪里，不管碰到什么人呢，他都很乐意的把他。他所认识的这位宝贵的主介绍给别人。
No matter where he goes, he's very willing to be able to introduce this Lord whom he knows to others.
圣经上说，那传福音报喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美。
The Bible tells us how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news of good things.
愿我们也常常用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿上， 所以呢，不管到哪里，我们都可以来为主做见证。
May we also often use the gospel of peace on our feet as our shoes, so that we may bear testimony for Him.
还有弟兄姐妹呢，对祷告特别有负担。
And then there are some other brothers and sisters who are particularly burdened in prayer.
常常为弟兄姐妹屈膝在神的面前。
They often intercede on behalf of brothers and sisters.
我们知道祷告的服事是隐藏的服事。
We know that the service of prayer is a hidden service.
是没有人看到的。
Nobody sees it.
但是主知道。
But the Lord knows.
我们知道一棵树要能够茁壮长大，要枝叶茂盛，必须有一个根很深的扎在地里面。
We know that for a tree to grow tall and strong, for it to be very fruitful, it needs to have roots that are underground. It needs to be very deep.
每天就可以吸取养分跟水分，这样来供应这个树的需要。
Every day it needs to absorb nutrients and water so that it can meet the needs of this tree.
所以这样这棵树才会长得好。
And in that way, the tree can grow well.
我们的属灵的生命也是这样。
It's the same way for our spiritual life.
弟兄姐妹们，我们的属灵的生命有根吗？
Brothers and sisters, in our spiritual life, do we have roots?
我们的根扎得深吗？
Are our roots deep?
我们是不是常常来到神的面前祷告，不仅自己祷告，而且能够彼此带祷呢？
Do we often come before the Lord in prayer and not only pray, but also pray for one another?
祷告是何等美丽，何等馨香的一个服事。
Prayer is not only a beautiful service, but a very fragrant one.
就像那个金香炉里面的香一样，是可以直到至圣所，达到神的面前。
Just like the golden incense, a golden censer full of incense, that it can reach the presence of God.
祷告的服事也是不分时间、不分地点，都可以来做的服事。
And the service of prayer is also not limited by time or place.
是的，我们都需要祷告。
Yes, we all need to pray.
我们都需要彼此带祷。
We all need to pray for one another.
我愿意跟大家分享一首诗歌，叫做《当你求》。
I want to share this hymn with all of you. It is called When You Pray.
我把那个诗歌哈第一节的歌词打在这里。
And here's stanza one.
我们也请负责AV 的弟兄们呢，给我们放这个。这首诗歌差不多只有两分钟。
And we're also going to listen to this hymn.
你是劳碌完毕，你担当起去，有火将我点击，每日虚荣难离，手与经文你有火将我惦记，当你求，有火为我救，因我渴望主爱无忧。当你求，有火为我救，是否为身体我命代求？
诗歌
This is a beautiful hymn.
当你求
When you pray.
我们每天一天结束劳累，我们要安歇之前
After a long and tiring day, before you rest,
我们在主的面前屈膝
May we kneel before him and pray.
这诗歌问我们一个问题
And there's this question in this hymn.
就是我的弟兄我的姐妹他们每天需用能力，我们是不是有将他们纪念？
And when our brothers and sisters, because of their need, do we remember them?
在人生大而可畏的旷野，我们没有一个人可以靠自己的力气来这样子每天的都刚强的站住。
In the great and terrible wilderness of life, there's not one of us who can stand, by our own ability.
我们不仅自己要祷告，我们要多帮弟兄姐妹祷告。
Not only should we pray for ourselves, we need to pray a lot more for others.
当你求，有否为我求？是否为声提我名代求？
When you pray, will you remember me? And so when I pray, I will pray for you.
在第二节的诗歌里面，
In stanza 2,
那在第二节的里面讲到说，黎明迎见晨曦，你祷告屈膝，有否将我惦记？
It says, when I pray, I will pray for you. I will whisper your name in my prayer.
是的，每日需用能力，所以请问你有否将我惦记？
Yes, every day I need help. That is why I pray.
哦，第二节很好，他就回答了第一节的问题。
And so the second stanza is very good because it answers the question of stanza one.
因为他说，当我求，我必定为你求。
It says, when I pray, I will certainly pray for you.
必定为声提你名代求。
I will whisper your name in my prayer.
这是我对弟兄姐妹的请求。
And so this is also my request of brothers and sisters.
是的，我们每一个人都需要彼此的代祷。
Yes, we need to pray and intercede on behalf of one another.
我也代表弟兄姐妹来跟大家祈求。
And on behalf of our brothers and sisters, I also ask.
愿我们在爱中能够彼此来代祷。
That in love, let us remember and pray for one another.
每天我们不仅为自己祷告，也为弟兄姐妹祷告。
That every day, not only do we pray for ourselves, we pray for one another.
好，接下来互相的服侍也应该是一个活的水流，而不是一个封闭的循环。
And next, this love that gives that the Lord has given to us is a very natural flowing water. It is not a dead end.
并不是说你对我好，我才对你好。
It's not because you are good to me, therefore I am good to you.
并不是你请我吃饭，我才请你回请你吃饭。
It's because you have paid for a meal, so therefore now we're going to go the other way. So now because you have treated me to a meal, I'll treat you to a meal.
是的，主说你们是白白得来，也当白白舍去。
The Lord says you have freely received, therefore you are to freely give.
所以这个在主里面爱的服侍应该像一个水流一样，就像有一首诗歌讲的，他说是我不过是你运河。
And so in this love, it needs to flow like a channel. There is a hymn that says, I am a channel only.
所以呢，我们就把神在我们身上的恩典，我们带给别人。
And so all of God's grace upon us, we need to give it to others.
如果有人对我们好，感谢主，但是不需要急着去回报他。
Now, if somebody does something good to us, it's good. It's not like you have to reciprocate.
我们存着感谢的心来领受，但是呢，我们要把这个爱流露出去。
We do need to receive with a grateful heart, but we need to allow this grace to flow through us.
哦，那这样子，神的爱在我们的里面就是活的，就是流通的。
In this way, God's love will be living and it will have a way through us.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
圣经说，在主的身体的里面，那个软弱的肢体更是不可少的。
In His Word, it says members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary.
我们看为不体面的，神越发给他加上体面；人看为不俊美的，神越发让他得着俊美。
And those members of the body which we deem less honorable, on these we bestow more abundant honor, and our less presentable members become much more presentable.
神亲自来配搭这个身体，把加倍的体面给那有欠缺的。
But God has so composed the body, giving more abundant honor to the members which lacked.
所以主的话告诉我们说，我们不要在身上分门别类，总要肢体彼此相顾。
So he tells us that there ought to be no division in the body, but that the members need to have the same care for one another.
当一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体就一同受苦；当一个肢体得荣耀，所有的肢体就一同欢喜快乐。
And when one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. If one member is honored, then all the members rejoice with it.
我愿意花一点点时间来分享一对弟兄姐妹的见证。
I want to use a little bit of time to share a testimony of a brother and sister.
他们现在住在新加坡，这个姐妹叫做 Judith Harlan， 姐妹呢，这是姐妹，弟兄叫 Jason Ang。
And they currently live in Singapore. The name of the sister is Judith Harlan, and the brother Jason Ong.
然后最近读到他们的见证，我心里面何等的受感动。
I recently read of their testimony, and in my heart, I was greatly moved.
姐妹呢是生在印尼，但是她两岁的时候就。他的父亲就抛弃了他们母女。
And so, our sister, she was born in Indonesia, but at age two, her father ran away and left her and her mother.
所以他们是在很艰苦的环境下长大的。
And so she and her siblings grew up in a very difficult environment.
他二十岁的时候碰到一位从新加坡来的商人，说我爱你，我要跟你结婚。
When she was 20, she met a Singaporean businessman and who said to her, I love you. And so they got married and they moved over to Singapore.
Yeah.一年以后，他们就结婚，他们就搬到新加坡去了。
A year later, after they were married, they moved to Singapore.
然后呢，他们后来这个姐妹呢，就生了一个女儿。
And afterwards, our sister she had a daughter.
哎，没有想到这个女儿有先天上的疾病哈，她心脏有三个洞，然后她的脑因为这个有缺陷的关系呢，所以她的氧气就不够，所以脑部也受损，有这个弱智。
And so, their baby had congenital defects, and so she had three holes in her heart, and she also had some brain damage and mental retardation.
那这个她的先生看到这个情形，就把他们母女又抛弃了。
And her husband, when he saw the situation, he left the family, and so he abandoned his own wife and daughter.
他天天以泪洗面，他说他的心每天都很痛。
And so she cried every day, and she said that her heart was in great pain every day.
正想要结束他自己的生命的时候，哎，有一个他的朋友就邀请他去一个教会的福音聚会。
And she thought of ending her life. And right when she was thinking that, one day somebody invited her to go to a church meeting.
那个聚会是用英文讲到，但她不懂英文。
And it was a meeting conducted in English, but she didn't understand English.
可是很奇妙的，那个她在聚会里面遇见主了。
But amazingly, she met the Lord.
她心里面得着了一个以前所从来没有的一个平安。
And in her heart, she received a peace that she had never felt before.
她那天接受主。
And that day she accepted the Lord.
她人生改变了。
Her life changed.
她说我的心不再痛了。
She said her heart no longer hurt.
虽然环境还是很艰难，但是我里面有平安。
Even though her circumstances were still difficult, but she had peace.
所以她不再忧郁，不再痛苦了。
So she had no more depression and she had no more challenge and difficulties there. No more pain.
她遇见了 Jason, 弟兄。
And later on she did meet brother Jason.
然后呢，他们开了结婚了以后呢，开了一家餐馆。
After they were married, they opened up a restaurant.
然后呢，他们就用这个餐馆的这盈余，去帮助东南亚有很多贫困吃不饱的孩子。
And so, with their earnings from the restaurant, they use it to feed many poor and needy children in the Southeast Asian countries.
几年以后，这位弟兄突然得了一个很罕见的脑瘤。
Few years later, our brother fell ill with a very rare brain tumor.
经过治疗以后呢，医生跟他讲说，你只有六个月的时间可以活。
Even after treatment, the doctors told him you only have 6 months to live.
我们想想，如果是我们碰到这样的情形，我们会怎么样呢？
If it were us, how would we react?
我们会怨天尤人，我们唉声叹气吗？
Would you be disappointed and discouraged and complain to others?
还是就想说，那剩下的时间，趁着我还可以走得动的时候，我环游世界。
Or you say, well, while I still have strength, let me go and travel and see the world.
但是感谢主，你知道 Jason 的反应是什么？
But we thank the Lord. Do you know what Brother Jason's response was?
他想到的是那些有需要的孩子。
He thought of the children who were in need.
所以他这半年里面呢，他就加倍的工作。然后他说，他甚至还有时间的时候，他要赚更多的钱来帮助更多的孩子。
He instead worked even harder so that he could earn in order to help the orphans and those in need.
这个生命是一个服侍的生命。
This life was a life of service.
是把神在他身上的恩赐能够来照着他的力量来活出来的生命。
It was a life that lived out the gift that God had given to him.
他不仅是按着力量，甚至过了力量。
And not only did he use all the strength he had, but even beyond the strength that he had.
感谢主，后来他病越来越糟糕，但是后来在一个很奇妙的情形里面，主就医治了他。
We thank the Lord, even though his condition grew worse, but then miraculously God healed him.
他们的餐厅里面名字下面有一个副标题。
And in their restaurant, they have this motto.
说借着生意来侍奉。
And it is business with a mission.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
你的生意是什么呢？
What is your business?
我们在地上我们都有我们做的事情。
We all have our careers, our occupations on earth.
像这对弟兄姐妹他们是开餐馆。
Like this brother and his wife, they have a restaurant business.
也许我们在不同的公司上班，或者是甚至呢，也许我们在家里服侍，我们的生意我们的 business 就是我们的家庭。
Perhaps you work in a company, or perhaps your work is your own family. That is what you do every day.
这句话说，你借着生意来侍奉。
But here in this motto, it is business with a mission, that through their business, they serve.
他们能够照顾的孩子从原来几十个人变成几百个人，然后后来就超过一千个孩子。
Their service has grown from just a few dozen people to now, then hundreds and then thousands.
你知道这位姐妹 Judith 信主是因为有人去服侍她。
And this sister Judith, she came to believe in the Lord because somebody has served her.
如果那一天那个弟兄没有说你来邀请他来聚会的话，他可能就完了。
If that day the brother did not invite her, then perhaps that was the end of her life.
而且那天在教会的里面有人来服侍他。
And that day, somebody came to serve her in that meeting.
有人来传神的话，有人来接待他。
And somebody came to share God's words with her and speak to her.
所以我们不要小看我们一点点的服侍。
And so don't look lightly upon the little bit of service you do.
有时候神是不是把一个传福音的感动放在我们的里面？
If God has given you the burden to share the gospel,
主没有要求我们多做。
God hasn't required you to do more.
就是一个邀请。
Just an invitation.
就是一个侍奉，就是一个服侍，就是把神在我们身上的恩赐，能够做神百般恩赐的好管家。
That is a service, a ministry. That is being a good steward of the manifold grace of God upon you.
我们能够给，我们要为这个能够服侍人，能够给来感谢主。
And so for this ability to give and to serve others, we thank God.
因为我们一切所有的都是从神来的，都是恩典。
Because all we have is given to us from God, it is all grace.
我们能够服侍人，是因为神先的服侍了我们。
We can serve others because God first served us.
我们能够给别人，因为神先给我们。
We are able to give to others because God gave to us first.
我们能够爱，是因为神先爱我们。
We are able to love because God loved us first.
所以我们没有什么好骄傲的，没有什么好自夸的，一切都把荣耀来归给神。
So we have nothing to be proud of or to boast in. Everything, all the glory is to the Lord.
第三方面还有末了使徒给我们警戒的话。
And so thirdly, the apostle also gives us a word of caution.
彼得说万物的结局近了。
Peter tells us the end of everything is near.
他要我们能够彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。他说你们互相款待，不要发怨言。
He says, keep fervent in your love for one another because love covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without complaint.
我们是处在一个末后的时代，也是一个危险的时代。
We live in the last days and also a dangerous time.
这世界上充满着许多罪，许多不公不义的事情。
This world is full of sin and many unrighteous things.
我们遭遇到病毒的攻击，遭遇到政治的对立和社会的动荡。
We have encountered viral attack, political opposition, and social unrest.
我们基督徒当如何呢？
So as Christians, what should we do?
保罗也告诉我们说，要谨慎，如果相咬相吞，只怕彼此要消灭了。
And so Paul also cautions us, we need to be careful. If you are to bite and devour one another, be careful that you do not consume one another.
彼得跟保罗两位 弟兄都告诉我们要谨慎。
And so both Peter and Paul tell us that we need to be watchful, be cautious.
要谨慎我们所说的话，要谨慎我们所做的事。
We need to be careful of what we say and be careful of what we do.
箴言告诉我们说，义人的口是生命的泉源，强暴蒙蔽恶人的口。
In Proverbs, it tells us that the mouth of the righteous is the fountain of life, but the mouth of the wicked conceals violence.
请问我们的口是生命的泉源呢，还是一个强暴的一个出口？
So let me ask, with our mouths, are we fountain of life, or are we concealing violence?
我们是彼此切实相爱呢，还是彼此相咬相吞？
Are we really loving one another, or are we biting and devouring one another?
我们是互相建立呢，还是互相拆毁？
Are we building up, or are we tearing down?
我们是用恩慈彼此相待呢，彼此都想帮助对方，还是彼此抱怨，总是觉得对别人对不起我们自己？
Are we dealing with one another with kindness and with love to help one another, or are we complaining about each other?
我们原来都是罪人。
We previously were all sinners.
感谢主啊，让我们得到神的恩典，我们成了蒙恩的罪人。
But we thank the Lord because of His grace. Now we are sinners saved by grace.
我们的罪已经被主宝血完全洗净了，神也给我们一个新的生命。
Our sins have also been cleansed by His blood, and now He has given us a new life.
但是我们不是我们一下子我们就完全了，一下子我们就成圣了。
But it's not that immediately we are perfect, complete, and sanctified.
所以我们要彼此的包容，我们彼此的来扶持。
Therefore, we are to accept one another. We are to support and cover a multitude of sins for one another.
是的，我们难免有意见不同的地方。
Yes, we will have many differing opinions.
我们对很多事情的看法、做法可能都不一样。
We have different perspectives on the same matter, or perhaps different ways of doing things.
那我们怎么办呢？
So what should we do?
答案只有一个字。
There is one word.
那就是爱。
That is love.
因为爱能够遮掩许多的罪。
Because love can cover a multitude of sins.
箴言也告诉我们说，恨能挑起争端，爱能够遮掩一切的过错。
Proverbs also tells us that hate stirs up strife, but love covers all transgressions.
主也告诉我们说，要爱人如己。
And God's word says that we need to love one another as ourselves.
所有的律法都包括在爱人如己这句话里面。
That the entire law is contained in the phrase "love your neighbor as yourself."
旧约的律法是在割礼上，显在割礼上。
And so the entire law it is written on
旧约的律法在割礼。
The Old Testament is that law is shown in circumcision.
是在肉身里面一个神分别他们的记号。
It is a symbol in their flesh, a symbol of God upon them.
新约的律法就是爱。
However, the New Testament law is love.
主耶稣告诉我们说，你们若能够彼此相爱，人就认出来你们是我的门徒了。
And so the Lord Jesus says that through your love for one another, the world may know that you are my disciples.
所以真是愿意我们在新约的里面，我们让爱成为我们的律法，我们能够爱神，也能够彼此相爱。
So now in the New Testament, we pray that His love will be our law, that we would really learn to love one another.
我们旧约，我们礼拜五的查经组，我们现在我们这一组在读士师记。
In our Friday night Bible study group, we're studying the book of Judges.
在士师记里面呢，我们就看到以色列人，他们那时候个人没有王，以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
And so in Judges, we see that because they had no king at that time, all the Israelites did as he saw fit.
里面有很多很悲惨的故事。
There are many tragic stories in this book.
弟兄杀弟兄。
Brother killing brother.
哦，这是何等的让神的心伤痛。
This is something that truly grieves the heart of God.
弟兄应该是彼此相爱的。
Brothers need to love one another.
但是我们知道，第一对兄弟就是该隐跟亚伯，他们就是彼此相杀。
But do you know that the very first set of brothers, Cain and Abel, their end result was murder?
该隐就把亚伯杀了。
Cain killed Abel.
这样的事情一直到今天都是弟兄跟弟兄彼此残杀。
This is a matter that continues on even until today, that brother murders brother.
但是约翰一书告诉我们说，他说我们因为爱弟兄就晓得是已经出死入生了。
And so in 1 John, it tells us that we know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brethren.
没有爱心的人住在死中。
He who does not love abides in death.
凡恨弟兄的就是杀人的。你们知道凡杀人的没有永生住在他里面。
Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him.
我们要爱弟兄。
We need to love our brother.
爱弟兄就是出死入生了。
And in love, we are passing out of death into life.
主耶稣不仅为门徒洗脚，他也为我们舍命。
Not only did our Lord Jesus wash our feet, he also gave us life.
所以约翰告诉我们说，主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
First John also tells us we know love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren.
爱就是对恨一个最好的答案。
Love is the best response to hatred.
因为只有爱弟兄就可以带我们出离开死亡进入生命。
Because once we love our brothers, it will bring us out of death into life.
我们在家里如何操练呢？
So at home, how do we practice this?
第一，说话要带恩典。
First, we need to speak with grace.
第二，看自己看到不够的、不足的地方，把自己摆上。
And so secondly, if you see a place that is deficient or weak, you need to use yourself.
第三，要常存感谢的心。
And thirdly, always be grateful.
家里人是我们最熟悉的。
Our family members are those whom we are most familiar with.
我们最知道对方的弱点是什么。
We all know the weaknesses of the other person.
所以吵架的时候呢，常常就会用一些让对方最容易受伤的话彼此攻击，这是主不喜悦的。
And so in arguments, we know exactly what words will push the buttons of the other person, and this displeases the Lord.
我们说话要带恩典。
When we speak, we need to speak with grace.
主说你们不要批评论断。
The Lord says, do not be quarrelsome.
而且他说你们用什么量器量给别人我也用什么量器量给你们。
And the Lord says, whatever you use to measure out to others, that is what I will measure out to you.
所以我们说话要常常带着和气而且要有恩典。
And so we need to speak with much grace.
然后如果你看到有什么需要如果说是家里面有些别人有疏失有一些过犯那我们怎么办呢？
And so what if you see a need? Perhaps another person has an oversight or forgot about something. What should you do?
看到不足的我们就自己补上。
When you see something that is lacking, go ahead and do it yourself.
如果你看到那个垃圾没有到那就是你的事儿。
If you have seen that the trash hasn't been taken out, then that's your matter.
如果你看到碗没洗那就是你的事。
If you have seen that the dishes are not washed, then it is your matter.
你不能说一三五是我洗二四六是你洗啊今天该你洗了。
You can't say, oh, on Monday, Wednesday, Friday,It's my turn. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday is your turn.
我们常常都容易看到，这问题都是别人的问题。
Oftentimes we see the problems as someone else's problem.
没有人洗碗，大家就没有干净的碗可以吃。
If there are no clean dishes, nobody will have clean dishes to use.
真的，你看主让你看到这个问题，就是表示说别人没有看到，就是要你去做。
The Lord has allowed you to see it and not others. Therefore, the Lord wants you to do it.
最后我们要常存着感谢的心彼此珍惜。
And lastly, we need to always be thankful and grateful to one another, cherish one another.
昨天我们参加了妇女美姐妹的安息聚会。
Yesterday, we attended the memorial service for our sister.
我们的弟兄也最后也真是把他心里面的话都说出来。
And our brother at the end, he also spoke from his heart.
然后他这个年纪的在中国人男人不会说我爱你。
And so, At his age, among the Chinese men, they will never say, I love you.
让他觉得非常的后悔。
And so he feels great regret.
我们也知道有很多弟兄姐妹呢，他们夫妻中间有人生病以后呢，才开始懂得珍惜。
And so we also know among some spouses, when one person falls ill, then we learn to cherish one another.
我们不需要等到对方我们的另外一半倒下来以后我们才爱他们才来珍惜
We don't need to wait until that other person falls ill or is down then you cherish them
在教会里面我们也有很多的机会我们可以来操练在爱中彼此服侍
In the church gathering we have many opportunities to learn and practice how to serve one another in love
主说你们坐在一个弟兄中最小的一个身上，就是坐在我身上。
The Lord says, "What you do to the least of my brethren, you do unto me."
就算给这小子里面的一个 一杯凉水，这个人也不能不得赏赐。
Even if you give a cup of cold water to one of these little ones, then you will receive your reward.
我们感谢主哈，虽然这环境也许是艰难的。
We thank the Lord, even though the circumstances are difficult.
也许看不到路，看不到光，也没有盼望。
Perhaps you don't see the way, you don't have any hope.
但是我们的出路在哪里呢？
But where is our way out?
有爱就有道路，有爱就有光，有爱就有盼望。
Where there is love, there is a way. Where there is love, there is hope and there is light.
愿我们在爱中，我们彼此切实相爱。
And so in love, may we truly love one another.
凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，爱是永不止息。
May we be patient in all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things, for love never ceases and never fails.
爱也永不失败。
Love will never fail.
真是愿意主早上借着他的话 来指教我们。
May the Lord use His words to admonish us.
愿我们多多来得着神的爱，也用神的爱让我们在爱中彼此服侍，互相建立，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
May we gain more of His love so that we can also be those who are good stewards of His love, good stewards of His manifold grace in us.
让每一个家庭都充满着爱，让神的家在爱里面被建立。
May every family be filled with His love and be built on His love.
让我们都长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
So that we may grow up into the full stature of Christ and give all glory to Him.
我们一起祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我们何等感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
哦，我们原来是不认识爱的。
Previously, we did not know love.
哦，主，在我们还做罪人的时候，哦，耶稣就为我们来死了，神的爱就再次向我们显明了。
While we were yet sinners, the love of God has been shown to us through Christ.
早晨，愿意我们更多来认识你的爱，更多经历你的爱。
So this morning, may we come to know and experience more of your love.
让我们也能够在爱中更多彼此服侍，互相建立。
And in your love, that we would also be built up and serve one another.
叫你在我们个人，在我们家庭，在教会中得着荣耀。
So that individually and in every family that you may gain the glory.
把一切感谢赞美归给主。
We give you all the thanksgiving and praise.
祷告奉主耶稣基督得胜的名。
In Jesus' most victorious name we pray.
Amen. Amen.